Hare Krishna. Here we are in Budapest. Looks like I'm going to be here until next Monday. Wasn't my plan, but I'm here. And further comment on yesterday's podcast, the new religious law has come into has come out in print, and we'll probably be meeting on that with our national council on Monday and working out a strategy how to respond. And since I'm going to get it translated into English for myself and make it available to on the article section of the podcast as well for those interested, and I'll comment more once we discuss further. Other than this is what one would expect from the material world, there's never any security, there's never any guarantee of anything, be it religious freedom, economic stability, sense gratification. Everything is temporary, temporary, temporary. Unfortunately, by not being in New Bajadam today, I missed our Harvest Festival. And to be quite honest, it's my favorite festival in that sense. Probably our most important festival, as important as Janmashtami and others, because all our other festivals depend on it. We get our grains from this festival. It's when we harvest our wheat. Anad bhavanti bhutani. Krishna says life subsists on grains. And all life subsists on grains, our animals, ourselves. And it's of primary importance that we actually have good wheat. I think our harvest will be good. Of course, we usually harvest many times more than what we consume. And Tejas Prabhu, who was at the farm for a month, would comment that the New Rajadam's wheat is the best wheat that he's ever eaten anywhere in the world. So in terms of taste, in terms of nutritional value, in terms of eatability, and so on. And he's a connoisseur. Well, it ensures that we have a surety of food for the upcoming year. Whatever may happen, for who knows what will happen in this world of instability or insecurity, as for instance this other law, religious law change indicates. It's not a secure place to be. Secure place is back home, back to Godhead. But in the meantime, we've really got a lot of things to do and to get done. And talking about security yesterday, I was speaking with Taraknath Prabhu, who's in charge of our preaching in Wales. And I phoned him the day before and asked, but couldn't get in touch with him, so I asked him, where were you? And he said, I was at my younger brother's funeral. I said, really, your younger brother passed away? His younger brother's only 49. And he said, yes. And I said, what happened? And he said, well, he went out walking the dogs and he stopped to talk to another woman who was walking her dogs. And just in the middle of the conversation, he had a heart attack and, as we say in English, dropped dead right on the spot. In one sense, it's a very desirable, from that point of view, quick way to go. Obviously, not talking about your dog, that's not a desirable way to go. And certainly 49 years of age is very young to have to leave this world, but it's happening. It's happening at any moment. Probably devotees have seen the latest attack that took place in Mumbai, where 18 people were killed and over 100 hospitalized from three simultaneous bomb attacks. I'm even amazed that that's how little the damage was, considering what Mumbai actually is, how crowded it is. It's a miracle that only that many people died in three separate bomb attacks. And one was in the Jhaveri Bazaar, the gold bazaar, so you can just imagine someone is going to purchase gold. Who knows, maybe in people going to buy gold for wedding for their daughters, and the next thing you know, it's an explosion. If you're lucky enough to know that there's an explosion and you weren't one of the people who had to leave your bodies. Dangerous place, risky place. You shouldn't think that there's much to be had in this world. Even right now we can see how economically Europe and America are both in very, very dire straits. America, with the Congress not willing to increase the borrowing level beyond a mind-boggling $13 or $14 trillion. If America defaults on paying its debts, I think mid-August or something like that, it will really send economic shockwaves throughout the rest of the world. It means that America economy is not reliable, dependable. The American dollar and the American government is not true to its word. It would be very devastating, but no more devastating than what's happening in Europe, where first Ireland and Portugal and Greece are on the verge of, you could say, bankruptcy, and unable to pay their debts and unable to borrow any more money. And now looks like Spain and Italy are also following suit. Well, what to speak of Hungary, but no one pays attention to Hungary because it's really quite insignificant in terms of size. And it's also in similar situation because the economic picture doesn't work. Economy doesn't work solely on consumer products unless you can eat. Just getting people to consume and buy and work hard for more consumer items, it comes to a dead end at a certain point. Economists know that. And of course, that's not the only thing that contributes to it. Paper currency, where in order to get more money, all you do is you print more paper that has no value, that's not backed up by any type of gold reserve, as it's supposed to, is a meaningless economy. It's an economy that has to implode because it's just based on nothing. There's nothing of value behind what one is purchasing with, what one is being paid with, what one's savings are. It's all paper. And yet, Maya convinces us that we can go on and go on and go on ad infinitum in this way. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us to have an alternate solution. That's why he emphasized so much sustainability, that we become self-sufficient. Actually, the other day I was speaking, Maharani Devi Dasi was asking me about what we meant by sustainability or self-sufficiency. Is it that we are meant to just be able to maintain ourselves with whatever, with anything that's available in the material world, but maintain ourselves are that? Or are we supposed to just actually really, really live a simple life and sustain ourselves by the food that we grow and the clothes that we wear and our own homes, etc.? And I said, no, we're not meant to be self-sustaining in the sense that we continue to be dependent on all types of external facilities, even although, for instance, we also use it in Nirvajadam, but even the use of tractors and so on, all of these are dependent on the petroleum industry. And anyway, that's another whole story that I won't get into. We don't want to be dependent like that. We want to ensure that we can feed ourselves, we can feed our families, no matter what happens in the outside world. Everything goes well in the outside world, well, that's fine, we eat. And if everything doesn't go well in the outside world, well, then we also eat. But we're independent. We're not dependent on that. We're not dependent on it from a point of principle, and we don't want to be dependent on it from a point of practicality. Hare Krishna. We'll do some more answers and questions tomorrow.